This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey everybody, welcome to Inside the Genie's Lamp podcast, where we go on a deep dive to help you discover how to move on from yo-yo diets and away from toxic diet culture. I've coached over 1,000 people to reduce anxiety, heal their relationships with food, themselves, and their body. Now we have an amazing, outstanding team coaching women all over the globe to achieve the body, but more importantly, the life that they want to be living. So if you're someone that is ready to move on from the classic 90s fad diets, Slimming World, Jenny Craig, unsustainable 1200 calorie meal plans, and you want some freedom in your life, then this is the podcast for you. We decided to say fuck it, throw out the previous designs of the fitness industry and create something that actually works, designing it from scratch every time a new client wants to change their life and signs up. So I'm not going to keep you any longer. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram so you can engage when we're looking for feedback, ideas, discussion topics, and all that fun stuff. But otherwise, enjoy this episode of Inside the Genie's Lamp. Steph, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Super candid start, as you can tell. Straight into it. Flows effortlessly.
Love it.
For those of you that don't know, Steph and I did a podcast way back in December of, when was it? 2021? What are we in now? 22. So it would have been 21. Mm. Yep. December of 2021, got posted this year. And that was a hell of a lot of fun to do. Mm. So we decided to pay back the favor and get Steph on the podcast as well for all of you lovely people. So Steph, introduce us, tell us who you are, what you do. We'll start there because I've got some questions, but we'll start there. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Okay, so my name is Steph, obviously. So as I like to introduce myself, I am an online nutrition weight loss coach. So specialize in nutrition. I have a master's degree in nutrition way back when, now feels like forever ago that I did that. So now I work with yo-yo dieters. Most of the people I work with, majority have dieted at least all their adult life. They are confused with food. They are, you know, just wildly confused, don't know what's going on, dieted, can't lose any weight. If they can, they can't keep it off. And yeah, so what I do, lots of education based stuff. I run a weight loss course, the Lean Bean course, which is an online weight loss course. I call it weight loss course, but it's actually a fat loss course, but that's stuff that maybe we'll go into today. I don't know. And yeah, so I work with people one-to-one. I work with them in a group setting. Basically, people that are sick and tired of yo-yo dieting, that want something different, something sustainable that's lifelong and doesn't cut into your life and deprivation and, you know, cutting out carbs, basically. So
nice. Including all the goodness in life.
Yes. Awesome. Carbs are life. Is what I hear. Nice. Yes.
That is true. That's what we do as well. Mm. As long as someone is getting carbs in, we're like, sweet, they're good with us. Yeah. Awesome. We sort of touched on the first question that I've got there, which is like, who do you help? The follow-up question to that is going to be, how do you help them? If you want to go on, like, feel free to go on a deep dive on that in terms of who do you help and how you help them.
Yeah. So most people come to me when, I'll be honest, they are desperate. They have, as I said, tried lots of diets in the past. Nothing's really worked long term. Like, some people have lost lots of weight before, but most of it's gone back on. So people come to me for something different. So as if anyone probably doesn't yet, but maybe if you do follow me on my Instagram, then you'll see that I like to keep things fun, keep things different to what other coaches do, and not other coaches compared to you, Travis, obviously, but mainstream diets. We're different because not only do we take care of the individual and we care about the individual, but we keep it, you know, I'm a big believer of making it fit around your lifestyle, not you fit around it.
Yeah.
So I'll take them on a journey of, right, so they start the Lean Bean course. The Lean Bean course is a 4-week course. Initially, we'll set them all up with, okay, calories, macros, and don't think of that as, oh my God, okay, this is all really confusing. This is all very new to me. It's very, you know, it's drip fed so that we understand it. We start with a little goal of, right, okay, this is what a calorie is. This is how we're going to work with it. We grow in confidence with that. And then we, you know, filter it all in as we go. So then what we'll do, so it's sort of completely online. So we then have some challenges. So we're all together as a group on the Lean Bean course. So we'll have some challenges, like, you know, water challenges, really simple, really unsexy stuff, but things that bring us together as a group so that you don't feel alone on your journey. So that's kind of how the Lean Bean course works. So it's guided, filtered, and there's support like you've never been supported before on a weight loss journey. And, you know, it's not just about the nutrition. It's obviously the education behind all the nutrition stuff, but it's helping you grow in confidence in what you do as a person, creating your identity around, you know, the social situations that you struggle to say no to, things that you don't want to eat and don't want to do. And it's, dessert is a great example. So lots of people will have dessert when they've gone out for a meal with their family or with their friends, and they'll have it because they think they have to, because they've been peer pressured into that. Oh, come on, Debbie, like, you know, you're the one that eats chocolate all the time, like, you should be having the dessert. When actually it's hard for that individual to be like, no, I'm dieting. So this is where, yeah, we'll work on things like, okay, don't say you're dieting, just say you're full, or just say no. No is a full sentence.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a overall bigger picture of, right, you've come to me, you're desperate, we need to change something. We've got to do something different to what you've ever done before. And yeah, as you'll know, Travis, getting people to take that plunge of, you know, getting uncomfortable with not cutting out carbohydrates or cutting out sugar or whatever, it's different, but it works. We know that.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. It's right. Now that was a tangent. Yeah. Did, yeah, I answer your question at all?
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Absolutely. You did. Yeah. And don't worry, we love tangents on this podcast, because it's like, hey guys, today I'm going to be talking about the color green, and then 10 minutes later I'm just yelling about something completely random. So completely fine. If you're going on a tangent, just roll with it, and I'm sure it'll work.
Hell yeah, that's my kind of podcast.
Exactly. That's why we barely script anything. I've got a few questions here I'm going to ask, but it's just very ums and ahs and improv, and whatever the hell comes out of it comes out of it.
Love it.
But I love that. So the Lean Bean sort of acts as like a little bit of a, I don't want to say a beginner course, but almost like a little, hey, this is sort of the foundations that you need to be able to move into or graduate into XYZ one-on-one coaching, more tailored stuff. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And don't get me wrong, I do not believe after 4 weeks someone is cured. It's you've got, most people, years and years of unlearning to do when it comes, yep, to dieting. Like, some of my one-to-ones that I work with, they've been working with me for months and months, and they're still scared of carbohydrates.
Yeah.
And I know I keep going back to carbs. That's just an example. Yep. But like, I was talking about vegetables, literally increasing vegetable intake with one of my one-to-ones the other day. And so how we do it is, a portion is either a handful or 80 grams. And at the moment, she's probably like 1 to 2 portions a day. I was like, well, but she was the one that actually brought it up. And I was like, well, can we maybe look to go for 2 to 3? And she's like, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's something I want to do. She's got a good grip on everything else, on tracking, yep, and things at the moment. And she was like, it's just, I will, I just need time, because, you know, carbs, vegetables, carbs, bad.
Yep.
I'm like, geez, are we still here?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, depending on how, it's almost like a breakup where everyone has like their different methodologies of how long it's going to take you to get over the person. And some people are like, it's going to take X amount of drinks. And then it's like 1 month for every year that you're together. And then it's like a whole, everyone has their own thing in terms of how long it's going to take to unlearn, or I suppose get over that person. It's the exact same with dieting culture. It's going to take a while for you to get over it. Like, there's clients that have finished up with me after like 6 months. I've got some that are finishing up 12-month contracts, and they're still like, okay, I think I get it, but just recap it for me real quick. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no. It is an absolute game that we are playing. That sun just smashed you in the face.
I mean, I'll take some sun, you know, living in England, don't see much of it, but yep. It's going to have to go, isn't it?
That's all right. That's why I like doing my podcast like later in the day. So it's going to get a little bit dark out here, but I don't get that beam smacking me in the face.
I mean, I'll take it. I'm British. I'll take any sun I can get.
So the, with the lean bean, and then obviously you've got your one-on-ones as well. And I feel like I already know the answer, but how would you describe your coaching style?
I would like to say very relaxed, and it's very tailored to the person. I know like a lot of coaches will say this online now, it's like all personalized, but I think the difference between, and I think you are definitely the same, Travis, is between like you and I and a lot of other coaches, and there's obviously other people in our pool as well, but we genuinely care. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, it's easy to say, but I genuinely have a massive vested interest in every single one of my clients. And I can say this because I will cap a lean bean course. It won't just be an unlimited amount of people in the course.
Yeah.
I won't just work with an unlimited amount of one-to-ones. I can only work with a certain amount at a certain time because I need to know what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
Not necessarily all day, every day, but I need to understand you. I need to figure out how you tick so that I can then coach you in the way that you like to be coached so that it works for you. So some of my one-to-ones, for example, they will need a stricter approach. They'll need a kick up the bum a lot more than some others that, you know, actually just need to know that someone's there. Someone's there to stay accountable to every now, not every now and then, quite a lot. But, and yeah, everyone is different. Everyone needs to be coached different. But I'd like to say that, again, I go back to, it's important for me to make sure that my lean beans are fitting it around their lifestyle, not their diet, their nutrition, fitting around.
Yeah.
You know, the other way around.
Yeah, making it a second job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I'm sure you would have experience in this as well. When a lot of those typical, we're going to marginalize some people into like dieters. We're going to put some brackets around that word. When classic yo-yo dieters have come to me, and I'm sure the exact same as you, one of the things that is commonly brought up is like, I just don't want to feel like it's a chore. Like it's this second job that like, okay, wake up, I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to go to work and I have to figure out where my meal's going to be. And then I have to time it perfectly here to get this perfect metabolic window open. And it's so, it's such bullshit, really, to just, just put it there of like, man, there is so much of like, you have to do this and this and this and this. And yeah, I suppose I don't even know where I was going with that, but it was just whenever people have that, it's like, you have to do all of this. And at the end of the day, it's like, no, you can just start with like one or two things. Hey everybody, just wanted to jump in here to remind you that Christmas is just around the corner, and one of our busiest time periods for signups is late November through to around about mid-December. One of two things happens around this time. One, people either start for around about 4 to 8 weeks before Christmas, obviously depending on their start date, so that they can get the foundations of their health journey and what works for them in the tangible sense. Then when we come back into it in the new year, we just flick the switch, keep doing what we were doing, and away we go. Or number two, what's most common for clients of mine is they lay down their deposit and start paying off the program now so that their payment schedule is extended, which helps out the budget a lot. From there, they're locked in and ready to go for when we come into the new year, knowing that they're secured, we have a start date, they have their program already in hands, they're in and they're committed to smash out the new year with a coach that is not going to let them fall into another shitty resolution thing that they've always done. This is the last quote-unquote weight loss thing that you will ever do for a resolution. We can guarantee you that because we teach our clients to make us redundant. So if you are interested in this, check out our website for details, www.thefitnessgenie.com.au. or visit the link in our Instagram bio for everything else Fitness Genie. But for now, back to the episode.
So many people, and you probably have the same, Travis, come to me and they are just stuck in that all or nothing mindset. When it comes to dieting, it's either black or it's white. There's no in between.
Yeah.
Whereas in actual fact, dieting is very grey. It's a very grey area. And decision fatigue is a word I like to use a lot with my lean beans too, is you have hundreds of decisions to make in a day. If you're then having to think about, oh my God, what am I going to have for lunch? Oh my God, I now need to track that. Oh, I now need to do this with food. Oh, I then need to get to the gym. Oh, I need to get my steps in. Too many things. You're the first thing to go out the window when it comes to being overloaded is health and fitness.
Yep.
So if you are decision fatigued, if you've got too many decisions to make, and that's anything, you know, work, home life, doing the hoovering, taking the dog out, they're all decisions you have to make in a day.
Yeah.
So when it comes to your dieting, your weight loss, your nutrition, your health, simplify it as much as you can. Keep it simple. Things like, unsexy again, but batch cooking. So in some scenarios, in the right scenario, cook, I don't know, a slow cooker meal. It's getting cold here, so it's worth talking about.
Yep.
Cook a slow cooker meal that can last you and the family two, three dinner times.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be in a row, but you can just have that throughout the week. Keeps it simple. Then you don't have to think about it. It's one less thing to think about. More likely to stay on track, more likely to stay consistent, more likely to progress, get to where you want to be.
Yeah, exactly. Meal prepping is such a massive thing, but for some reason there's, I mean, again, this is going back into, everything is circling into this unlearning thing. There's such a weird, and I used to think about it the exact same way as well, of if I was to meal prep, or if I were to batch cook, or if I were to whatever in terms of preparing my meals, oh man, I'm going to have to do that on Sunday, and that's going to take like 7 to 8 hours. I'm going to have to go to the shops. I'm going to have to do this. And before I've even gotten up off the couch, I'm like, oh, I already can't be bothered doing all this meal prepping when it can be as simple as, hey, you know what? On the Sunday, instead, just cook dinners that are going to be your lunch and then the dinner the next night or whatever it's going to be. Just cook more and then divvy it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If a dieter has listened to this and there's any part of their journey that's like, oh, change it somehow. Whatever that is going to be different for every single person. Maybe you need to work with a coach to find out what that is. But if there's any part you're like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever.
Yep.
You're doing it wrong.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Same as what I sell. Wow. Same as what I tell to everyone. There we go. That's a sentence. Same as what I tell to everyone. It's wherever there's resistance. That's amazing because it's just pointing out where we need to work. And if it is exactly as you said there, Steph, it's, if there's resistance there, like, oh my God, then it's like, cool, let's fucking fix it. Because that shouldn't be there. This should be a rather simplistic. Simplistic doesn't always mean easy, but it should be a lot easier than what everyone is making it right now. And I don't know about you, I'd love your thoughts on this, but it feels like a lot of the diet culture has come off the back of, all those, like, there's a lot of shit reasons as to where it's coming from. But I feel like it's a lot of fitness professionals or whatever, box gyms or whoever, let's just say fitness professionals, overcomplicating the weight loss journey to make themselves sound smarter, to sell something to people where 80% of it they don't even need to begin with. And I'm finding that people that are masters at what they do or experts in their field or whatever, it's honestly them taking the 2,000,000% of something and then boiling it down for the person and saying, let's just do this. And they go, what the fuck? Why was it that simple this whole time?
Oh, I could not agree more. Like I kind of been alluded to already in this podcast, is anything I say, most the advice I give is drink more water, eat more protein, track your calories. It's nothing you haven't heard before as a dieter. Nothing.
Yep.
And then, yes, when the time's right, we'll go into things like fiber. We'll go into, you know, a few more sexy things. Well, not sexy, but it's most of it's unsexy. There's nothing.
Yeah.
No one's reinventing the wheel. If you're reinventing the wheel again as a coach, you're doing it wrong.
Yep. Yep. What are some of the, again, tangent. Have you heard any or like do any stick out in your mind of coaches trying to reinvent the wheel that are just hilarious?
I think no. I just think most coaches, and I have to say, usually it is PTs.
Yep.
The my clients, Lean Bees, come to me and they're like, oh, I can eat fat. I can eat dietary fat.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, good. Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Coming. Yeah. You hear the classic, you know, like ketos and follow the paleo diet, and it's any diets, you're just creating rules around food in to ensure that you're in a calorie deficit. Like any diet's going to work if someone sticks to it.
Yep.
But long term, if you then are not eating paleo and you go back to eating your old ways, the weight's gonna go back on.
Mm.
And then you've got this stigma around this food that you thought you couldn't eat, and you're like, oh well, I wasn't eating meat before, so now I'm eating meat. That's obviously what was making me fat in the first place.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, it as someone who previously did this as a personal trainer, I can tell you that it is mainly personal trainers. The advice that I used to give out early days, it was that classic Dunning-Kruger effect where the less you know, the more you think you know. And then the more that you begin to know, you're like, oh, fuck, I don't know anything. And very early days, extremely egotistical, and people like, what should I eat? And it's like, well, I can't possibly tell this person that I don't know the answer. I'm just going to make something up. Yeah, you got to eat like a shitload of protein and don't have carbs because, you know, they'll make you fat. But at the same time, don't have a lot of fat because that just gets absorbed straight away. So what should I do? Just work out with me like 4 times a week. That'll probably do it. They're like, oh, cool. So if you are listening to this, you haven't seen me since the old school days, I sincerely apologize. I swear to God, I've learned.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of, I'm not joking, the amount of personal trainer meal plans I've seen that are literally like chicken, broccoli and rice, steak, broccoli and rice.
Yeah,
like pains me, hurts my soul.
Yeah,
and they're actually like charging for this.
Mm. Yeah, I got told early days to go onto a website. I can't remember what it was called. I think it was like Eat This Much or something. Where it was like, if someone asks for a meal plan, just go to a website, put in their like calories as to what it should be, print that out, and charge them $50. And I was like, I don't want to do that though. That seems wrong. Why don't I just give them the website? Well, you're not going to make money that way. I was like, yeah, but that seems wrong. And then the more that I started learning from the wrong people, I was like, morally, this feels incredibly wrong. I don't want to do this. And then more people kept coming to me for nutrition. I was like, all right, we're doing this. Upskill course, upskill course.
Yeah. It's got to be
done.
And now
I barely do movement stuff. And now it's just all nutrition. So
exactly.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And on this tangent of me being a bad personal trainer, because I'm happy to admit that previously, what are more of the common obstacles that you see with Lean Beans one-on-ones, even just people that you see out there in the world? What's the sort of biggest obstacle that you see apart from carbs?
This is a fantastic question. This is exactly why I got you on my podcast. So if you haven't listened to that podcast episode with Travis, definitely go and listen to it, because the answer is mindset.
Yeah.
The answer is people get in their own way, in their own heads. Like, it's not physically, like once people understand the science, once they, you know, they know all the nutrition basics, it's right. How do you stay consistent to doing this? Self-sabotage, that comes into play. Yeah, well, I mean, that's the biggest one, to be fair. Self-sabotage.
Yep.
It's probably a good one.
Mm.
Probably a good one. Because, and also the, I think the self-belief, if we're going to dive in a little bit deeper,
yep.
like people that have lost a little bit of weight, like they're feeling good, they're doing good. And then they're like, well, do I deserve this? Is this what I should be doing? You know, so like I've even gone into it with, to be fair, quite a few lean beans now, is that they're, the lean beans that are bigger, they've got lots of weight to lose. Their identity in the world is, right, this is who I am. I'm this person. And this is how I kind of hide.
Yep.
I hide through my weight. This is how I don't have to stand out in a group situation, for example. So it's easier to stay there. Hence, yep. you know, you're making all these good changes. You've got more energy levels. You're feeling better in yourself. You're smiling more. You're happier. But reverting back to those old ways is so much easier. It's so much more comfortable than keep pushing through, powering through those limiting self-beliefs, that mindset.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's such a weird one. Like I'm going to try and not go deep on this because we're here to listen to you. It is such a weird one because people see themselves and hear themselves and think to themselves every single day. And then 6 months down the road, if you're looking at like point A, week one, day one, to like month six, day one, people are just like, yeah, I don't think I've seen the results that I wanted. It's like, hang on a minute. You compare those two and it's like, oh shit, that's some life-changing stuff. And the way to sort of like reframe it is if you were with your best friend January 1st, and then on July 1st, they come to you and they're just like, oh my God, look at you. You look so amazing and this and that and whatever. That's the kind of thing that I want to be like, hey, what would your best friend say? Or what would someone that is extremely close to you say in regards to all this? Because they think you're a completely different person, but you're still identifying as that week one, day one person. So do you have any advice or tips or tricks or anything that you give to, I suppose there's not going to be any fucking tricks, but for anyone,
we'd both be very, very rich if that was the case.
Yeah, if that were the case, we would be retired. But yeah, what are your tips, advice, anything for that, for someone that is in that situation?
As you say, it is the $1 million question, without a shadow of a doubt. And I approach it different with different people, obviously depending on, you know, where they're at in their journey and stuff. But staying in the moment, living in the moment, is something that I like to talk to a lot of my lean beans about, because it's easy to get caught up in, oh my gosh, like I've been doing this for 6 months now, I should have lost 2 stone, I should have lost 3 stone, whatever. And it's okay, what else have you achieved in that time? Okay, I'm getting out of bed with a spring in my step, I'm feeling more confident going out to dinner with my friends, like I fit into a dress that I haven't fit into for 6 years. You know, there's all these things that people forget, that all these successes over this last, for example, 6 months. And I guess scale weight is something that we haven't touched upon, but it's people just get ahead of themselves, staying in the moment, staying patient, unsexy, I know. But as I say to my lean beans, you're in the right place because you're talking about it with someone, you're staying accountable, and talking about it is the first step to, or recognizing and highlighting it is the first step to, you know, okay, I know I got a problem. This isn't going to be easy. It's not going to happen overnight. I'm probably going to have some bumps in the road. But as long as I can, you know, get over a quote unquote bad day of eating, as long as I can get back on it the next day rather than let that one day turn into 7 or 10 or 20. Yeah, I mean, it's multifactorial, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things of, you know, and I hate being this person when someone's like, hey, what advice would you give me for insert any question I've ever received ever? And it's like, well, it depends. And it's like, fuck, I hate giving that answer if it depends, but like everything that we do is so contextual that it's like, we can't say just do this based off of, I want to lose weight, but I'm really struggling. Can you help me? It's like, well, realistically, yes, I can, but I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. I mean, most questions in our industry need, no, sorry, most answers need to start with a depend, really.
Yeah.
Again, unsexy.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I'm always preaching for people to go find a coach or a health professional or whatever that's going to ask you a shitload of questions instead of like, hey, I feel really sad all the time. It's like, oh, that's unfortunate. Here's some medication. Go deal with this. Mm. It's like, okay. Or I don't know why I'm not losing weight. Here's some medication or a fucking name and number of someone that I get commissions for weight loss surgery. It's like, no, find, you know, that may be what you need in that particular situation. Again, contextual, but find someone that's actually going to listen and ask a shitload of questions to get that context to say, based on the 106 questions I've asked you in the past 30 seconds, here's what I'd recommend. That's the unsexy stuff that is going to be, let's dive a little bit deeper on this to figure out how we actually change your life forever. Because, you know, that's what we do. That's why we're here.
Yeah. I think that also comes into another point of people have to be ready. Like you're talking about these 106 questions, for example. If you're not ready to answer, I'm not saying you're going to get 106 questions from either of us if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
But the reality is, if you're not willing to answer those questions and take the time out of your day to do that, I would reasonably question, are you ready? Because you have to be ready to make a change. You have to be ready to get uncomfortable. You have to be ready to dive in deep, to think about these things, analyze, you know. So
yeah, what would you say to someone that is your ideal client, that is everything that would be the absolute perfect A plus student in Lean Beans, but they go, I'm not ready. I really, really, really want to do this, and I know like what I need to do, and I also know why I want to do it, but I'm just not ready.
Do you know, this does happen for some Lean Beans. Let's be open and honest, that it happens. And to me, you're not ready. You're not. You think you are. You want to be. But to actually make those, it's not sacrifices because that's too strong of a word, but to make those changes in your life. And, you know, we're not changing loads. It's more tweaking rather than changing. But if you're not ready, for example, all my Lean Beans will track their calories. If you're not ready to spend 5-6 minutes a day on an app, tracking your food, logging your food, if you can't exchange that amount of time for me, either you're not ready or you're not the right person to work within the Lean Bean setup.
Yeah.
That's the reality, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So.
And what would you, this is me going deep, with that of like, again, Lean Bean, perfect A plus student, but I'm not ready. It's like, cool, then you're not ready. What does that sort of conversation, again, context, but what does that sort of conversation look like? Is it more of like you sort of pulling back from them, or is it sort of like a test? Or
definitely not pulling back to start with. We'll try things like a diet break. So if they've been tracking their calories for a little bit, they've seen some success and they're like, no, I like this way of living, this way of eating, then we'll try a diet break. So for example, 1 to 2 weeks where we just take out tracking, we just disassociate from things for a little bit. Hopefully you've got some good enough foundations now where you can keep some general principles in place, and then we'll do some talking. If that doesn't work, failing that, we'll talk about it, we'll up the accountability, and this can be over like, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, not just overnight.
Yeah.
And if you're still after this time struggling, then, you know, you got to loosen the reins at some point. It's tough because it's sad for me too, because I don't want to, it's not failing people, but I want to help people. So, but if you're not in the right place, you're not going to make the changes. It's a waste of both of our times.
Yeah. And that's the, to take the focus off the clients and onto us, that's probably one of the hardest things of being a coach is like, I know I can help you. I know that I have the ability to do this and everything. If you did this thing, it would work. But then at the same time, it's like, well, the person's not ready. It's like, we can't help everyone. And it's one of those things. I even did a TikTok on it earlier before. Someone asked me like, hey, have you ever had a client that has not seen success in your program? I'm like, yeah. Like, everyone would. Either like any coach that says they have 100% success rate is either lying or hasn't been in the industry long enough. And it's just one of those things of like, we want to help everyone, but the sad reality is that's mentally and emotionally taxing on us to be able to say, fuck, like as much as it may be a complete external circumstance, we take that shit to heart because we've made a career out of helping people. So obviously when we can't help people, it's like, fuck, what do we do?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. It's hard not to get emotionally involved, but that's what we do. That's what we do. So
yeah. That's why people pay us the aggressively medium money that we demand.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
So with that in mind, with the perfect person not going on, they're not ready, but they're not ready to do a coaching program, but they're wanting to sort of test the waters and be like, oh, what can I sort of do here? If you had 5 minutes with them, what would be the sort of like advice that you would give to just simplify everything and just say, you know what, right now you're not ready for a coaching program, but I can see that you've got some potential in you and that you're wanting to do this. Here's what I would start with.
Oh, good question. So it would be similar advice to what I give to my lean beans that have just come back off holiday. So I say that because we've just had the summer here. So start really small. So don't kind of like, don't go into the all or nothing approach, but start really small as in think about one thing. So one thing for the first few days, whether that is breakfast. So focus on breakfast because most people before they join the Lean Bean course, they don't generally eat enough protein at breakfast. Protein at breakfast starts the day. Protein helps keep you fuller for longer. The rest of your following meals are likely to be a little bit more on plan, shall we say, than if you've just had a crumpet and some butter, which is lovely, by the way.
Yeah.
It's carbs.
I was like, damn it.
So just don't think about going all in of, right, I need to make sure I'm eating this, eating enough veg, doing fruit, protein, carbs. Think about what you're eating at breakfast and think about one thing that you're doing at breakfast. Okay, I'm going to make sure every single breakfast I get a protein source. My breakfast. Do that for a few days, do that for a week. Once you feel good with that, maybe move on to lunch. Okay, what am I doing at lunch at the moment? Am I staying full after lunch, or am I getting, you know, sweet cravings, mid-afternoon dip? Okay, what can I do at lunch to change that? Do that for a week, do that for 2 weeks. Then, you know, you're going on a journey of a few weeks to a month where actually it's slow, steady changes. They're nothing that's, you know, overhauling your life or your thinking or your decision fatigue. So yeah, slow and steady, probably.
Awesome.
It's hard go.
I love that. I love that so much. That's good. The sorry. I'm just that like good. That's fucking everything I talk about. I love that.
Good. Yeah, yeah, good.
That's what we want. And that's I suppose would that go the exact same, because that was obviously the advice for someone that's like, hey, I want to jump into a coaching program, but I'm not quite ready. Would that also be like the same sort of area that you're starting for someone that is an absolute beginner coming to you and being like, hey, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. What should I do?
Do you know what? I would actually say if someone's coming to me cold, most people, like I've watched my social media, so I kind of know what I'm talking about anyway. Yep. But someone that's coming to me absolutely cold turkey, I would still actually probably give similar advice of start with breakfast, because most people think breakfast is either really good for them or really bad for them.
Yeah.
So just knowing, okay, if you're someone that doesn't like eating breakfast, don't eat breakfast. If you're someone that doesn't have time for breakfast and would rather have, you know, more food later in the day, do that. Breakfast is not the most important meal of the day if you don't want it to be. It can be. I personally love breakfast, so I always eat breakfast.
Yeah.
But yeah, just focusing on, yeah, you know, those myth-busting things in the first place. And breakfast is a good place to start because, you know, it's how we set up our day. We're starting our day. It's not going to, you know, it's not overpoweringly the most important thing that we've got to talk about with nutrition. But if I start and I'm like, oh, you need to make sure you're eating 560 grams of protein a day, they're like, well, how do I do that? You know, what? How do I know what is protein? for example. So just, you know, breakfast is a good one. I think it's an easy introduction into, right, this nutrition stuff isn't actually that hard. It is common sense.
Yeah.
So it's a good little insight. Yeah.
It's always a fun one when it's like, where do you want to start? When someone's like, hey, where should I start? And then we just flip the script straight back on them. It's just like, where do you think we can start? They're like, oh, can probably start, you know, probably lunch is the worst thing for me. It's like, sweet, let's start with lunch. So it comes back to like, almost people have this innate ability to know what they're doing. But then it gets to the point of if they 4, 6, 8, 12 weeks of doing their own thing, just like, I think I'm going to do lunch. And then they prepare their lunches and they get good with that. Same as what you were talking about with like the breakfasts and the lunch and the dinners and when they're somewhat sorted. But then it almost hits a point of people being like, but is it right? Even though they could have all these positive things and not a single negative thing going wrong, they're still going to be like, but is it right? Because I heard someone say I shouldn't be having this very specific chemical that's found in wheat. It's like, hang on. You just had all these positive things and you're going to focus on something that someone said on TikTok because they were shirtless and said it rather confidently. Yeah.
I know. And it goes back to the importance, the power of accountability, of having someone in your corner that you can, you know, use as a soundboard. And it's even like my coaching is not, I'm sure, again, you're exactly the same, Travis, is if someone comes to me, I'm always, if you've gone out for dinner, spontaneous dinner, for example, and you're not sure what the calories are of the meal because, you know, whatever reason, you take a picture of that meal. And then what I encourage my lean beans to do is post it in the Facebook group so that the others can help you out with best guesses of how many calories are on that plate.
Yeah.
What my lean beans do to start with is they assume I'm just going to tell them how many calories are on that plate. But I will say, what do you think first?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay. So the lean bean then has to think about that rather than it's not me spoon feeding every single thing. And because I don't want you to rely on me forever. I have plenty of other people in this world that are going to need my help later down the line. I want you to be able to eventually do this on your own. So if you can figure out how many calories are on that plate, do it for yourself. Rather than me just telling you, we're going to get to where we want to be a lot quicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes back to the oh my God, what is it? I knew it and then I lost it. No, it's the quote of, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, of the world's best mentors are the ones that don't teach you what to think, but how to think.
Oh, yes.
And that's always something that as soon as I heard that quote, I was like, fuck, I'm changing my business model.
It is. Do you know what? I did pretty much exactly the same. So when I first started, I was like, right, you're going to eat this amount of veg per day. You're going to eat this, this, this. Whereas I then did kind of a motivational interviewing kind of course, whereas like, people know what they're doing. They know what they need to change. You just got to kind of eke it out of them.
Yep.
So we're probably going into the behind the scenes depths of coaching now, but that's exactly what I do now. Nothing, I'm not telling my, well, obviously to an extent I do, but I'm not telling my lean beans, right, you've got to eat this chicken, broccoli and rice for breakfast, lunch and dinner. You already have a diet. You know what you like to eat. You know what you don't. Let's fit that around the targets that we have set together. So that you understand why you're eating this many calories, why you're eating this much protein, or this is your target.
Yeah.
And then go from there. Because the more choices you have as a human being, if you're going to feel more empowered.
Yeah.
Therefore, more likely to stay consistent, more likely to stay on track, get to your dream body.
Yeah.
Or reach a dream business.
Yeah. Get to wherever it is you want to be in life.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Something like that.
yes.
Awesome. Well, that is all the questions that I have marked up. My Word document is completely blank right now, so I can get rid of that. I suppose the last thing that we will leave on is anybody that is listening to this podcast, well, I suppose there's going to be a follow-up to this one as well. Anyone that's listening to this podcast, anyone that wants to work with you or hear more about you or anything like that. First off, we've touched on a lot of advice that we would give to people, but what is the sort of like creme de la creme piece of advice that we would give to literally anyone? Let's go anyone that's perfect for Lean Bean, because that's your course, your coaching.
Yeah. I think I've said this phrase quite a few times, but make your diet fit around you, not you fit around it. Because that stems into, you know, keep it simple, keep it enjoyable, all that stuff we've talked about. But that's it. You've got to make it work for you. Otherwise, you're never going to stay consistent to it. You're going to feel deprived. It's going to be boring. So yep. Make sure you enjoy it.
Love it. And go on.
No, go on. I was going to say, if you want to go out for dinner 7 nights a week, do that. Make it fit around what you want to do with your diet.
Perfect. I like that.
Yes.
And where can people that are interested in hearing more from you, where can they reach you? Where can they find you?
So I'd say the best place is social media. So Facebook and Instagram at foodislife.nutrition. You can also go to my website. So that is www.foodislifenutrition.com. That's where you can sign up to my email list. You can get, there's lots of free information, lots of those places. So one of those two is where I'd go.
Lots of everything all at once.
I'll overload you.
Yeah.
I'm only joking, I will not. Kind of.
Yeah. No, that is awesome. Steph, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to end it there.
Thank you so much, Travis. Thanks
for the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.